Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ron Washington. Batting second. The DH, Terry Francona. Batting third. The second baseman, Julio Franco. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Willie Upshaw. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting ninth. The catcher, Chris Bando. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Rick Rodriguez. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Luis Polonia. Batting second. The right fielder, Stan Javier. Batting third. The DH, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dave Henderson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tony Phillips. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Mike Gallego. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Walt Weiss. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Rich Borde. And now, play ball. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Washington takes first base on ball 4. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of 1-0. There goes Washington. The throw from Steinbach and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Francona hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Washington tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 1-0, Indians. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Franco strikes out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Carter. The throw from Steinbach and he is safe. Carter steals second. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Luis Polonia batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Polonia hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rodriguez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Canseco takes first base on ball 4. Mark McGuire batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. McGuire hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Canseco moves to second. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Snyder. Henderson reaches second base with a double. Canseco scores. McGuire moves to third. It's Indians, 1, Athletics, 1. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McGuire scores. Henderson scores. It's 3-1, Athletics. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Carter. Phillips reaches second base with a double. Steinbach goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Athletics. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gallego hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Rodriguez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gallego for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Javier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a fly ball into left field. Polonia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Polonia batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Polonia is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Polonia hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-1 in the game. Javier hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Rodriguez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Javier for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Bando batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bando takes first base on ball 4. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Washington is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Washington strikes out. One out. Terry Francona batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Francona is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Francona takes first base on ball 4. Bando moves to second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Franco is 0-for-1 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bando moves to third. Francona moves to second. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Carter is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Carter hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McGuire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Javier. Hall reaches second base with a double. Bando scores. Francona scores. Franco moves to third. It's 4-3, Athletics. Eric Plunk now pitching. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Upshaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallego fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Franco scores. Hall moves to third. Snyder moves to second. It's Indians, 4, Athletics, 4. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacoby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Canseco is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. McGuire is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Henderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Bando batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bando is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bando hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Washington strikes out. Two outs. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Francona is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, he has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Gallego batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gallego is 0-for-1 in the game. Gallego hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a line drive towards short. Weiss reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Carter batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Carter takes first base on ball 4. Greg Kitteret now pitching. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Snyder hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Polonia. Snyder reaches second base with a double. Carter moves to third. Willie Upshaw batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Upshaw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Upshaw hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Carter scores. Snyder scores. It's 6-4, Indians. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-2 in the game. Jacoby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Weiss is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Weiss for the out. One out. Luis Polonia is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Polonia is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Polonia hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Polonia. The throw from Bando and he is safe. Polonia steals second. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Javier is 0-for-2 in the game. Javier hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Carter who is chasing the ball. Javier reaches third base with a triple. Polonia scores. It's 6-5, Indians. Don Gordon now pitching. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Canseco is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Canseco hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Javier tags and scores. 2 outs. It's Indians, 6, Athletics, 6. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. McGuire is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McGuire hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-6, Athletics. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Steinbach hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Henderson moves to second. Brad Havens now pitching. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Phillips hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bando hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Washington is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Francona hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Nelson now pitching. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Franco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gallego is 0-for-2 in the game. Gallego hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Snyder. Gallego reaches second base with a double. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Weiss is 0-for-2 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gallego moves to third. One out. Carney Lansford pinch hits for Luis Polonia. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Javier is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Phillips now playing left field. Carney Lansford now playing third base. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Hall strikes out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Snyder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Upshaw hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gallego misplays the ball. That's an error on Gallego. Snyder moves to third. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Jacoby is 0 for 3 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Canseco is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Canseco hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Hall. Canseco reaches second base with a double. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. McGuire is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Havens, and towards Washington, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Henderson strikes out. Two outs. Terry Steinbach batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Steinbach is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Steinbach takes first base on ball 4. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There goes Canseco. The throw from Bando and he is safe. Canseco steals third. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Phillips is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Snyder who is chasing the ball. Phillips reaches third base with a triple. Canseco scores. Steinbach goes all the way around to score. It's 9-6, Athletics. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallego is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Gallego hits a pop-up towards the mound. Haven settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Bando hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Washington is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Washington hits a fly ball into right field. Javier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Francona is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Francona hits a fly ball into right field. Javier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-3 in the game. Weiss hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-1 in the game. Lansford hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Javier is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Javier hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Weiss moves to second. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Canseco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Dennis Eckersley now pitching. Julio Franco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Franco is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Carter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Franco moves to second. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hall is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hall strikes out. 1 out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Snyder strikes out. 2 outs. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Upshaw is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Upshaw strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 9, and Cleveland Indians, 6. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.